Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
So Kristen almost broke her nose this week. And I ever tell you that how my dad broke his nose twice?
Mm-mm.
The exact same way. He's pushing a girl on a swing. She jumps off. Swing comes back, hits him in the nose, busts it.
Is this the same kind of swing you have in your house? Wink, wink.
And then about a year and a half later, same thing, different girl. Pushes her, she jumps off, swing hits him in the nose again, broke it twice.
What's it? Just from the swing?
Just from the swing. This is back in the day, man. It was like concrete swings.
Oh, concrete. Okay.
So how'd you do it?
So I'm going to take my glasses off so you can get a better look.
Oh, now I can really see it. Those glasses hit it really well.
So there's two little scrapes. It's from
scrapes. It's like gashes across your nose with bruising.
I was about to say, you look worse than I did than when I got my literal nose job.
Yeah, we got some swelling. We got some bruising. And I sincerely thought I broke my nose this
weekend. I can understand why. Yeah, but the glass, I'm a little stunned that the glasses hit it so well, because once you took them off, you can really see. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that is. You want to lay it on a little more thick?
It is bad.
You took those glasses off and damn, girl. Yeah.
Don't worry, girl. I got you a good doctor.
Your face is busted.
You should wear a goalie mask.
All right. What happened was, Saturday, myself and my husband, his best friend and his best friend's fiance, we all went to the Tour Championship at Eastlake.
Oh, cool.
There's a golf tournament going on here in town this past weekend. And my husband's best friend is getting married. He is the best man. So this was kind of like our bachelor/bachelorette weekend. The four of us go into the golf tournament because Bart's best friend and his fiance love to golf. That's how they met. They met on a golf course. They golf together all the time. Like, golf is their passion. So I thought, this is perfect. Their wedding is next month. We have this golf tournament in town. This is what we're going to do. So we go to the golf tournament, had the best time. 10 out of 10 recommend. Even if you're not into golf, like, I'm like, who? That's the Scotty dude, right? Like, he's taking off in front of us.
Scheffler.
The number one golfer in the world.
And I called him Rory McIlroy instead of McIlroy. But I'm like, there's the Rory dude, and he's teeing off too. This is so exciting, because they were like, you know, these are big names. Yeah. It was a big golf tournament. So we had a great day. Started drinking about 2 o'clock, right? But again, I was there and I was somewhat responsible. You didn't want to act a fool at this nice golf tournament, especially since Tour Championship comped the tickets for me, right? Like, I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Just don't throw up on the golf course. That's all we ask of you, Chris.
There was one dude that was sitting on a golf cart.
No.
And he was, and his girlfriend was rubbing his back. And I'm like, homeboy is not going to make it. Down bad. He was down real bad. So we had a great time at the golf tournament, right? Watching guys hit tiny balls into tiny holes. It was a good time.
so many jokes.
So we leave, and you know, the babysitter didn't have a hard out, which is always amazing. So it's like 6 o'clock, and we're like, let's go grab dinner somewhere. So we go to this restaurant called Saint Cecilia. It's a nice restaurant, but I looked. They were completely booked. I knew we weren't going to get a table. I'm like, but we can like hold up at the bar, find a spot, right? Bar is completely packed, but somebody left. We got like a little couch area, and we were able, like, it was perfect. We had the most lovely dinner, a couple of more beverages. And I really do want to preface this. Like, I was not hammered. I was tipsy. Mm-hmm. I was feeling myself, but there's no reason what happened should have happened just based on my alcohol consumption, all right? So had a lovely dinner, and it's time to leave. So we're walking out of the restaurant, and this restaurant is very open air, lots of glass. And again, this is a very nice restaurant in Atlanta. So we're walking up the marble staircase to exit said restaurant. There's the host stand. The host and hostess are standing there bidding us adieu. And like, again, it's like 8:30. Uh-huh. Like, it's early and we're going home. So we start going out the door, and it's a revolving glass door.
Oh, no. So we're going through the revolving glass door, and I tried to exit too early. And when I say I ran and face planted into a glass window, I ran and face planted. I hit this window so hard with my face, the entire atrium reverberated. Like the window should have broke. I hit this thing so hard with my face, and I turned to look. The host and the hostess were like, I mean,
there's got to be security footage somewhere.
So
I'll pay so much money for that.
I sent an email.
Okay.
First thing. Sunday morning. All right. I sent an email because that's what I was thinking. And now, mind you, I was bleeding. it was.
I think I need more. I need to understand the construction of this.
Okay.
So as you're going into the revolving door,
I'm pushing the door.
You're pushing. Okay. Yes. So you're already in the mechanism pushing around.
Yeah. And so the door is moving. And so as I'm pushing around, I'm pushing the door. And then I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Ah, okay.
But I wasn't outside yet.
Okay, now I got it.
There was still a glass window.
Now I got it.
So I ran into the glass window. And when I tell you it hurt, it hurt. And so I'm still with my husband's friends, right? So Mark and Kelly are like, oh my God, are you okay?
And it's bleeding.
You're like looking at my face.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So yeah, but I didn't have like a nose bleed. It wasn't coming from the nostrils. Yeah. It was just coming from the scars that are on the bridge of my nose.
The bridge of them. Right. Okay.
And I was very, very concerned that I broke my nose. So we get home and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, but I still had makeup on, right? And I didn't wash my face that night. And I'm like, I don't think this is that bad. I went to bed with ice on my face, right? Because it was definitely sore. I woke up and then I realized I hit it with more of my face than just my nose because my forehead is bruised. My teeth are a little bit sore because my teeth rattle.
Are you serious?
Yes, my teeth hurt.
I can't wait to see you explain this to Dr. Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Atlanta face and body.
I don't know how I didn't chip a tooth. My left knee, because I was leading with my left, because I went like this. I went, bam! So my left knee is a little bruised and swollen from where I hit my knee. So again, I'm like, this is by the front door. Surely they have surveillance video.
Now,
so,
are you calling to get it deleted? Or are you calling to get it to share it?
I am reaching out to share it.
Dear so-and-so, I got beat up by an inanimate object at your establishment.
So I went to St. Cecilia's website and I found their email and I sent them this email on Sunday morning, the day after I face planted into the glass window at the front of the restaurant. And I said, hello. As always, we had a fantastic dinner with fantastic service last night. As I was leaving out the revolving door, I tried to exit too early and ran right into the glass window. I'm hoping it was caught on surveillance camera because it has to be hilarious. If you do have footage, is it possible to share with me? I would love to talk about my stupidity on air and give St. Cecilia some love. Let the front desk staff know I'm okay. Their faces were priceless. Because when I say...
Oh,
my! Look at you again.
What's going on now?
When I say like the whole thing, like the whole revolving door rattled, I hit my face so hard. So I'm not kidding you. It wasn't even an hour later. I get an email back from St. Cecilia. Okay. Hi, Kristen. Big fan of the Burt Show. I used to volunteer as Sleeping Beauty years ago for the send-off.
Oh, no way. For Burt's Big Adventure.
I connected with our IT department. And sadly, our cameras don't capture the doors.
Dang it.
So sorry we couldn't be more help.
Dang it.
So I hit her back and I said, thank you so much for the quick response and for volunteering for BBA. Make sure to give your window washers a raise because that is one clean window.
This is The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.